Welcome to Soul Up with Kayleen Welsh. Here we are for another episode, and tonight we're going to talk a bit about the Aquarius full moon and Virgo season and all the other things that are going on, because there is so much going on cosmically and astrologically. Have you been out to see the moon? It's been growing and will reach the culmination of its waxing cycle Monday. And as it grows, it's bringing big energy with it. You might be feeling some of this. I've been feeling a pit in my stomach for a few days now. I recognize that I am teary, and it doesn't take much for emotion to come to the surface. In fact, I've noticed that I'm really almost ready to emotionally upchuck on anyone who will listen. And it was interesting to me because I really thought at one point, I probably should apologize for this. But I'm stopping myself really consciously from doing that. And I really want to thank the people that have held me instead. Thank you, really, for holding space for me. It's not easy when there's things that are coming up that need to go, that need to be released. I really am grateful for the people that will listen for me as I release and share things that are heavy on my heart. I need people like that. People with whom I can take off the masks of nicety and everything's good and respond honestly with, you know, how I'm really doing beyond the word fine. Life isn't always fine. There are big things happening all around us. In fact, so much of that big energy, it really is just a reflection of us. All the emotion, fear, doubt, mistrust, self-doubt, judgment. All of this stuff that we've been carrying for centuries and eons. It's like the whole world is vomiting their toxic emotional debris. It's not an easy thing to be with, but it's a good thing. It has to come up to be released. The energy of this time of year always carries a bit of dread or remorse. My birthday is at the end of the month, so August 26th. And growing up in Iowa, it was always time to go back to school, right? School pretty much always started the week that of my birthday. So I always think of Virgo season, which we officially start next week, settle into next week. I always think of that as back to school season. This playful time of Leo has been invigorating and full and wonderful. And now it's time to settle back down. We can feel summer winding down, the fun coming to an end. We can think about all the things that, you know, we were going to get done and, you know, we wanted to do this summer. And we recognize that we're running out of time. It's time to get back to routine. You know, there's work to be done. It's time to buckle down. And that's Virgo energy. It feels very appropriate for my Virgo nature that wants to see things in form. You know, we want to see things practical and down to earth. So, you know, who has time to play? There's work to be done, chores to do, responsibilities to be carried out. Do you feel this? The energy of Virgo's work ethic is heavier than Leo's fun in the sun energy. That is for sure and true. And it is really just part of our seasonal experience. We go through this every year. And it can account for some of the present heaviness that I'm feeling, and I imagine many of you can be feeling also. And yet this is not an ordinary year. There's much more happening that is adding to this story that we're experiencing right now. The energy of change has been rampant and intense for many years now. Like it or not, COVID was a big catalyst, and much of what's been released can't be put back in the box. We've been forced to look at things that we'd rather not. Things that, you know, was much easier to avoid than deal with. Scandals, drama, divisiveness, truth versus untruth, greed, control. These are the things that have filled our news feeds and our lives for a long time now. And it doesn't seem to be settling down anytime soon. And while it seems to be playing out for all of us to see, it's right there apparent in the United States political arena, it's a much bigger picture. And it really does. I mean, whoever wins this election is something, but that's not all that it is. It's not over then. We are in the midst of a global story, one that really speaks to the future of Earth and all life on it. We're at a crux, a turning point. And what we do individually is what will accumulate to be what we see collectively. It's on us to live in accordance with the principles we ascribe to. Our challenge is to look to and beyond our anger, our differences, our emotional pieces. We need to look beyond our easy dismissal of those people and figure out how to create a world that works for all of us, or we're not going to make it. And while I don't mean to be a doomsayer, because I'm very much an optimist and I have great faith in the universe, I'm going to say right now the dread is real. And the moments matter. So while we feel some intensity over the next days, which I'll talk about here as we go on, our immediate challenge is to be steady. When fear, anger, doubt, judgment arises, let it out. Let it go. And do it in a way that allows it to release and dissipate, rather than either fester and grow or erupt or be volcanic. Our challenge is to be emotionally skilled enough to keep coming back to a place inside that holds peace. Calm, peaceful presence is what is most needed now. So, on Monday at 1:25 p.m., we have our Aquarius full moon. The moon, 27 degrees of Aquarius, sitting in opposition to the sun at 27 degrees of Leo. Now, an opposition is just like it sounds, two things coming at each other from completely opposite directions. It's like two extremes, two sides of a coin. And what the challenge is asking us to look for balance. This Leo-Aquarius axis, this line between the sun and the moon, is referred to as the axis of authenticity. And it asks us, how do I hold a place for I that also is good for the collective? The sun, which reflects our consciousness. It's about what we like and wants to do what we want to do. You know, it wants to look good. You know, our consciousness is how we show up. The moon is the unconscious. Some of those parts of ourselves that we're blind to, or that we don't really see, or that are such a part of our lineage that we don't really even think about them anymore. They've just become rather acceptable truths. So with every full moon, we have an interaction between consciousness and our unconscious, our subconscious. And it's an opportunity, as the light grows, to see what's coming up to be seen. Kind of takes us back to that new moon a couple of weeks ago, where we planted a seed, where things were happening that are now growing. So now with the full moon, we have the opportunity to see a little more clearly, you know, where's the glitch in our plan. At that new moon, something was seeded around issues of presence, self-expression, creativity, being fully you, being brave enough to be you, being you without being cocky or feeling better than. At the same time, claiming the spotlight where you do significantly shine. Being proud while being humble. Being strong without taking over. Now, for me, I know, it's hard sometimes for me to even remember what I did yesterday, let alone 2 weeks ago, right? So what seeds was I planting? Do I remember? Life is so full and it just feels like, okay, last week, I don't know, okay, 2 weeks ago. So this is why it can be really helpful to keep a daily log or a moon journal or something that helps you keep your attention and awareness on the pieces of your life that are being poked and prodded by the evolutionary energies in which we live, move, and have our being. The sun is spending its final days in Leo, the time of full season, abundance, and high output. It's spending this time, right now it's hanging out, conjunct Mercury retrograde. So that's offering us a new piece of awareness, something new coming into our consciousness, something we didn't see before about ourselves or our worldview. And Mercury retrograde is inviting us to slow down, to pay attention, to be mindful of what we are coming to a new level of realization about. Mercury retrograde continues until August 28th. Then remains in its shadow space until September 11th. So don't resist this space that invites you to slow down, to think again, to reconsider, and bring something new into your awareness. The Sun at 27 degrees of Leo and Mercury sitting right next to it at 26 degrees of Leo is in close square to Uranus, exact square. The sun is in exact square to Uranus for this full moon, and Mercury is right next there, right 1 degree off. So they are square, the sun and Mercury together are square Uranus at 27 degrees of Taurus, which means then that the moon also is in square to Uranus. We've got karma to clear. And one thing that I want to say about this, you know, connection to Uranus is that change is a surety. Something is going to happen. There is big energy to do something new. And we are being challenged by this Aquarian energy to get out of the box. Pluto, for years, has been bringing up things to be purged. And whether we're paying attention to that, and working with it, whether we're willing or not, it's happening. It's been happening. There's stuff coming up for us to see. And life has felt pretty unsettled for some time. Change is not easy, and Pluto is requiring big change. Transformation is its mode of operation. And yet, you know, status quo is appealing to very many people. It can be very comfortable. We just kind of like things the way they are. But overall, we can look and see that there's a lot of things that aren't working. So Pluto's been bringing up unearthing. It's been unearthing things that we needed to attend to. And now Uranus is coming in to knock loose the pieces that we've been hanging on to, those parts that we don't want to let go of. There will be more shakeups. I anticipate unexpected information, you know, something that you didn't see coming. Or maybe if you really are attuned and you're paying attention, you can see something coming. You can feel something coming. This is where it becomes really important to recognize that Uranus is the great awakener and we are being awakened. We're being jolted, jarred, if you will. Shook up as the old systems and structures around us are dissolving and shifting so completely. It's like shifting sands. Everything feels unsteady. There's no room to get bogged down, though, right now. Our task is to keep light-footed and to know that whatever comes up, you'll probably get more clarity about it when Mercury goes direct. In the meantime, though, things can feel like just feet in the sand, heavy and challenging. That's happening in many ways because of the extra oomph that Mars is adding to this full moon. Mars is our drive and our action. It's masculine energy, the warrior, passion, forward movement. Mars is at 19 degrees of Gemini, and it's taking on an extra dose of power through expansive Jupiter sitting in within 2 degrees at 17 degrees Gemini. And now Jupiter is the planet of optimism, hope, and spiritual wisdom. So they're coming together, Mars and Jupiter. They're square Venus at 18 degrees Virgo, and also square Saturn retrograde at 17 degrees Pisces, which means that Venus is opposing Saturn, creating a second powerful T-square. So there's a lot coming to a head. The status quo is being challenged on so many levels. Desires, Venus, can feel constricted. Yin energies, Venus, can feel blocked by tradition, Saturn, and old outworn authorities. Together, these cosmic energies are asking us, what changes need to be made? You know, what choices are we making as masculine energy and feminine energy come into new perspective? It's not just like changing things about men and women or gender. It's changing this interaction of these two opposing creative energies. How are they going to be able to be expressed in a new and different way? Jupiter expands, offering meaning, an expanded perspective, growth, and higher wisdom in its high self. It can also, in its shadow, be judgmental and self-righteous. Jupiter's energy of more is enhancing our ability to redefine the way these two alternating currents of creation, yin and yang, can live in balance and equality. Both are needed equally. We need a healthy balance of masculine and feminine energy for all creation. As these planets come together, we are prompted to consider, kind of as I've said, what does a more equal balance of masculine and feminine look like? And what would we see if they were both able to rise into fuller expression? Universality is the theme of Gemini. So that is what Mars and Jupiter are asking for us to grow around. If we are to do something different, what would that look like? What action is right action? Jupiter's energy is expanding the expression of Mars' masculine energy. Will this surge of passion, action, drive, and enthusiasm in these next days be released through each of us on its highest expression? Or will it get distorted as it processes through our individual energy systems and go to its low side, becoming power over, plowing through, my way or the highway? Gemini is the energy of connection and communication. It is ruled by Mercury. So Mars and Jupiter's placements here bring communication, information, and the media to the forefront. Mercury is closer to the Earth. It's like there's more noise. There's a lot of energy and a lot of sound bites. There's information overload. Trying so hard to sort out truth versus deceit. What's good for I versus good for all. Again, Gemini, carrying the divine virtue of universality. We are one world, one voice, one heart beating. Gemini reminds us that everyone has a voice. Everyone carries pieces of truth. Can we realize that together we can find an even greater truth? The energy around this full moon is combustible. You know, along with Mercury, several of the big heavy planets are retrograde. Pluto, Neptune, Saturn, along with Chiron, our wound, Eris, and Sirius, our great mother. All of these are retrograde. They're taking us deep into karmic retribution and change, as they also rein in the energy so we can find our way through the destruction of patterns and systems that are not serving us well and need to go. All that needs to go is being put upright in our face to be seen. Crap in our own individual lives, as well as the bigger mess we've created together. It's time to take personal and collective responsibility to use our powers of choice and intention to create a better future. This powerful energy that we're experiencing now and we'll feel as the next days move forward, it can get intense really fast and it's not easy to manage. You may feel testy, edgy, reactive. You might find a thought or a mindset or some irritant keeps poking at you. This is the energy that has blood boiling potential. You know, one of those things that just kind of builds and builds until you can feel that heat inside. Yet Chiron, trine the sun, is offering space for healing. While our wounds may be easily activated and we may feel touchy and short-tempered, our wounds come up for healing. If we don't acknowledge them or see them, they sit inside and fester. Nothing changes. So while facing our wounds requires self-honesty and courage, it is an opportunity to free ourselves from old emotional debris that keeps us stuck in self-defeating patterns. Powerful energies are upon us and moving through us. How we respond to them is the most important thing. We need our peacekeeping skills right now. We need emotional management skills, so bring them all. Fighting is never a fix, and no one wins at war. Lightworkers, this is what you're here for. So bring your light. This is the time. This is what you came here for. And everyone who has done personal healing, thank you. Your assistance is needed. Keeping peace within is the way through these challenging times. And those who have developed the will and the skills to do so, thank you. We need you. We need those who can hold this stance of peace to carry us through, holding space for those who, for a myriad of reasons, are not able, aren't ready, haven't done the work, don't have the skill. It's time to turn on your ninja peacekeeping skills. If you got it, bring it. Anger and reaction are close to the surface for many. So slow down. Avoid danger areas. You know, maybe that means limiting contact with people or situations that trigger you. Be ready to walk away. Don't engage. Things can escalate way too quickly. So here are some suggestions to hold close for the next many days. Take care of yourself. Sirius, the Great Mother, remains at the top of the chart in Capricorn. She is serving as oversight, kind of like a protective umbrella, offering energy that is nourishing and life-enhancing. She knows that it all starts with us, and like the oxygen mask on the airplane, if we can't function well, those around us will be negatively impacted. Sirius is all about self-care. And yet the most basic definition of self-care really is not doing things that make life more difficult. If things are testy and we go off on somebody or are feeling angry and negative all the time, this energy is lightning fast and we can very quickly do or say something that is harmful and we will regret. Self-care. What do you need to be at ease, to feel safe, to be calm? In conversation, over these next days particularly, but this is probably just a great tip for always. Talk less than you listen. Ask questions. You know, be curious when you're in conversation with someone that you're not agreeing with. Be curious rather than defensive. You may encounter circumstances that feel or quickly escalate to be combative or defensive. Either of those positions are battle, and fighting never fixes anything. And control, even though we may think we have power over, control never lasts. So check yourself. Pause. Take some space. If life shit feels big, scary, uncertain, and you feel overwhelmed, it's okay. It's just what's happening. It's just the stuff coming up. You'll get through it. You don't want to make it worse or react in a way that escalates the situation. And your number one tool is breath. I talk about that all the time. And isn't it interesting that with all this Gemini and Mercury energy, lungs are the body part associated with Gemini. So breathe. Keep aware of when your breath gets short or constricted. Allow yourself just to take a few deep belly breaths, calming breath, in through the nose and out through the mouth. Do a body check. Keep aware of the tension that you're holding. Definitely indicators of things that are building. Tight jaw, clenched fists, pain in the neck. All warning signs that emotion is building and it's going to erupt unless something intervenes. So consciously relax, just do your body check and notice. How can you soften your stance? That's what you want to do. Soften your stance, ease the constriction, relax as much as possible. That's what will allow that energy to move through rather than get stuck or build. When you think about things condensing, like caught in one place, it just builds until it erupts. As we can soften and relax, the energy can flow through and we can breathe and decide. It creates a pause where we can do something different. Another thing that really works well at diffusing a lot of this heavy energy is humor. You know, where you can, laugh. You know, laugh at the absurdity, even of the craziness as it's happening. You know, it was kind of that way for me today. All day long I was going to record this podcast, and you know, as I said earlier, I've been kind of at odds, and I know that part of that is because of some information, Mercury information, that came my way that was a bit unsettling, and yet I know it's only part of the story. And yet as I was working on this recording and sat down, plugged in, ready to go earlier today, and one of those irritants came through on my telephone and changed the direction of my day. Holding peace in that moment was not easy. And yet, even looking back on it now, a few hours later, I'm so glad that I was able to do that. Because things didn't combust with this person that I care about. We had a really nice conversation, important, authentic, real. And that's what we can have as we hold a place of peace within. Not easy. You know, I guess I just had to laugh. It was almost ridiculous. This is where I could feel blood starting to boil. And I had to take charge of that. I had to figure out how to still that and calm that. Seeing the ridiculousness just made me laugh. Laughter opens everything up. Laughter loosens the constriction. It's another great way just to ease the pressure. So find humor where you can. Laugh where you can. Another thing that you can do, and it's just so supported astrologically, is drop into your Neptune. So when things get heavy or intense, bring heart to your overactive mind. The mind will run away. Rein it in. Bring heart. Bring it back to heart. So even just holding your hand on your heart And imagine the situation. Just picture it. Whatever situation or experience or person is causing you difficulty or upsetting, lift that into your heart and imagine it sitting there holding in a place of love and possibility. Imagine the situation playing out in a way that you want it to, that would look good to you, something that you desire. How do you want to see it go? Imagine that. Use that creative power that you have to see it resolving in good, for good. Another opportunity with this astrological configuration that's occurring now is to cultivate your relationship with the greater divine, higher self, however you conceptualize the great creative wisdom of the universe. Mercury is said to be the messenger of the gods. If you're in doubt or confusion or troubled by something, join the conversation. Ask a question. Trust that you are a part of something greater and you will get a response. And then tune in. Be alert to the answer. You'll get an answer from, you know, what, the next song on the playlist, the lyrics that just say what you needed to hear, or an image that catches your eye, you know, words that somebody shares with you, or even, you know, a rainbow or whatever symbols, you know, use the symbols. They invoke something deeper. Watch for them. These meaningful messages that come, that inspire and ignite deeper connection, are a huge reminder that there is something bigger going on here. Random moments of confirmation, validation, and reassurance that Carl Jung called synchronicities touch us in a deeper place than mind. They take us to heart, to soul, the part of us that links to the great unknown more. Whatever the divisiveness or conflict or consternation that we experience, bottom line is we all want safety, peace, freedom. And the question this full moon asks is, how can the me of Leo merge into the we of Aquarius? It's a complicated and complex question with multiple variables. The powerful energies of the next days are potentially destructive, yet they have the same potential for incredible creation. Evolutionary forces are at work. We have been told, greater things than this can you do. So it is important to remember, we are not just caught in the chaos of this human experience, you know, buffeted by whatever winds that blow around us. The winds blow through. We are powerful creators of our human experience, and we are going, conscious or not, into a deeper experience of what that means. Spirit, evolution, life, whatever you want to call it, is moving us deeper into the mystery. And that is opening up otherworldly experiences that take us beyond. I've heard so many stories in just the last couple of days, moments of awe or heart-expanding connections, you know, some interaction with someone that just was so meaningful and so important. I've heard stories of overpowering awareness of a divine hand, just so aware, certain that something greater was happening. And another story that just was such a life-affirming remembering of core self. More and more people are having spiritual experiences. These things, they rock our logical world, and they break us out of boxes of belief that have limited us for a very long time. Imagination and innovation are opening us all to new possibilities and potential. The time has come when we can have a different understanding of our place in the schematic of life and a far greater experience of being human. The universe is evolving into higher consciousness, and we're being changed at the atomic level. We're poised at the tip of the tipping point as we rise into fifth dimensional life. And our choice, quite simply, is love or fear. And our actions, moment by moment, day by day, reflect that choice. These next days may show us quite clearly which way we're leaning and where we still have work to do. We can contribute to the breakdown or the breakthrough. I invite you to take these next words with you into the week. Find the point of peace within. It dwells not in the mind, nor in the turbulent emotional body, but deep in the heart like a tranquil jewel. Give up the haughty claims of the mind. Give up the anxiety spell of the emotional body. Go straight to the heart. Like a babe enfolded in the embrace of its mother, rest quietly in the gentle arms of peace. May these words hold you as we move together through a world that we are creating every day with our words and our actions. As within, so without. Remember, if it all gets heavy, share your load. Emotional healing and emotional regulation skills are most needed at this time. And so if you need to, schedule a session or a few of them and lighten your load. With every piece of healing, we rise. You can always find me at www.kayleenwelsh.com. Shine on. Sweet honey.